morning. I appreciated those thoughts, Alan. I feel like you kind of introduced a little bit what I was, the few thoughts that I have this morning. I'm not sure if I even have a message this morning. I think of it more as just a reminder, because I think it's something that that we know, and something that we probably all experience, but something that we forget a lot, or I do. And it's this it's a need coming from a need in my own life that I found, I guess, and we'll get started as soon as I locate my my notes here. Like I said, this is very, I don't have that much, but just to remind us, to remind myself, and maybe stir us up a little bit. Matthew chapter 11, in verse 28. I was this came to me. these verses came to me recently during a time when I was wrestling, felt weighed down with a lot of things, and it just blessed me, and it it helped me. In Matthew chapter 11, in verse 28, we see a divine invitation. And if I was to give this these few thoughts a title, that would be my title: a divine invitation, an invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. In I'll just read 28 down through 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." If we look at those first three words in verse 28 there, and even the first word there, we could stop there. We could spend some time there and just talk about that. It's "come unto me." And it's not me saying that. It's not any of us saying that. It's not some weak human saying that, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself giving us an invitation to come unto Him. And I think that we need to stop and think about that, and that needs to be where we come to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me." There's no conditions given here. The only conditions that I can find in coming to the Lord Jesus is in Hebrews chapter 11, I think it's in verse 6, where he says, "He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." Those are the conditions. And those conditions, if those are very, they're not simple conditions, they're not always easy to meet, and yet they are very simple. Because it doesn't take an educated person. It doesn't take a college degree to do that. But it takes a turning away. And the one thing that I thought of this in these three words, "come unto me," we see an invitation, but we also see a command. When we come, He asks us to come to Him. And in coming to Him, we have to turn away from wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, and come to Him and leave those things there. And sometimes That is the challenge. Letting go. Letting go of the thing. This thing that we want. This thing that we need to do. The past several months, I found myself with so many things that I need to do. So many things that need to happen. And if it's me making it happen, then things just don't go very well. But when I turn to Jesus Christ, give Him those things, let Him have those burdens, He'll take care of it, and it'll happen. The things that need to happen will happen, and they'll happen a lot better than if I'm making them happen. We see in John 6, in verse 44, He tells us that no man can come to Him except the Father, which sent Him, draw Him. So there's, even in this coming, there's an intervention of God drawing us to Him. And He doesn't invite those to come. He doesn't invite us to come when we're having a good day. I mean, He does. But He doesn't invite us to come when we haven't made a mess of things. But He invites us to come when we're laboring and we're heavy laden. In the life of the Lord Jesus, we see Him resting. We see Him in the midst of a crowd, in the midst of a storm, in the midst of everything that He faced. We see Him resting. Even when he's working, He's resting. And that is that same rest is promised to us. And it's not always easy to live there in that rest, because we don't see God with our physical eyes. We don't see what He's doing. You think of Job, the things he faced, and you look at everything that happened between the first chapter of Job and the last chapter of Job, and we start reading Job, and we know what's going to happen. We know how it turned out because we've read it before. We know how the last chapter is going to end. But Job had no idea. He had no idea how it was going to turn out. And he didn't respond right the whole time. But when God intervened, when he let go, and he acknowledged that God was right, it was okay. And so many times we know what the last chapter says in someone else's life, and we wonder why they respond the way we did, and yet they didn't know. And we find ourselves in the same place. It's hard to let go. It's hard to let go. Because there's these things that need to happen. But when we let go and give them to God, they can still happen. But they'll just happen in a much better way. And we're not fighting. We're not made to carry these burdens. The other thing I want to say is if we don't know anything of God's love, we can't rest. Because I think that is the basis for this resting, is believing in and having confidence that the thing that God wants from us is good, and that His heart is not to destroy us. And sometimes there's a danger in letting go. Sometimes it feels vulnerable. And yet it's the only way. So when we let go, we're no longer in control. We think of all the we think of our resources for the things that for the thing that needs to happen in our life, or the thing that we're trying to accomplish. And we compile all our resources And we put them all together. And yet, when we take all those resources and put them in a little, and have our little cupful of resources, and we take God's resources and put them beside that, we realize just how foolish it was. And the thing is, we can let go. We can see God take care of these things, and yet we've only touched a little bit of the resources of God. It's a little bit like when when David went against the army of the Philistines. They had, I don't know how much, what their resources were as a military, how many men they had, and yet they had, they had the giant on their side, and all God needed was one person that was willing, that was trusting Him in a slingshot, and He could have done it without the slingshot as well. Because God's resources in that little person, God's resources in that little weapon is greater than all the resources of the Philistine army. In verse 29, we see what He wants us to do. He wants us to come to Him when we're weighed down, and He'll give us rest. In verse 29, He tells us to take His yoke. Take His yoke and learn from Him. And I think the picture there is that we join in with Christ. We become part of what He wants. And we join in with Him. And we learn from Him. So it's no longer our battle, but we're learning from Christ, and Christ is working those things out that need to be worked out. And letting go and taking on the yoke of Christ, we see that we're to learn from Him. We're to join in with Him and learn from Him. And He's meek and He's lowly in heart. And then it says, and you shall find rest unto your souls. And I think that's the place where the rest comes. When we let go, and when we let go, there's no more pride. there's no more strong-arming our ways through life. And there's rest there. And when there's no more pride, when there's no more fighting, then there's meekness. And I think we probably all know people or know someone that that is at rest. And we probably all know people that are that are constantly pulling themselves up by their bootstraps and working their way through life. Everything that comes up is their problem. I'm there sometimes more than I care to be. And like I said, this is something I just want to remind us of. This is from a need in my own life, and I don't want to. Preach to you as much as I want to share my heart and talk about this and stir us up. when we're in this place, it's no longer important how we look to other people or what others think, but there's humility there. And this is not an easy place to be, because it's not a well-traveled road. And in verse 30, he tells us, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I don't think it means that it's easy as in it's a walk in the park. But I think it's easy because it fits. It's right. And it's gentle. And it's the right place to be. And I think that's the thing that there's so many things that are hard. There's so many things that when we let go, they're hard. And yet, when we do, it works because it's right. And no matter how difficult it is, when something's right, it's just the right thing to do. And no matter if it's hard, it's the right thing to do. And that's where peace is. It's not complicated. Anyone can do this. It's a simple turning away from myself and the thing that I'm trying to do and turning to Jesus Christ and letting Him do it. It says His burden is light. The burdens we carry are heavy, and yet when we turn them over to Christ, it may still be the same thing that we were facing. And yet when we give it to God, it becomes light because it's no longer about us, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that more than anything, that's what I want to... I want us to turn our eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ, for it not to be about us, but to be about Jesus Christ, to make much of Jesus Christ. Because that's where our life is. That's just a few thoughts I had. I just wanted to share those things and stir us up, remind us. The next time when we have a big problem, it's not our battle, but it's the Lord's. So let's pray. God our Father, we come to You at this time. Father, thank You that You care about us, that no matter how big or how small, You still see it. You still want to take care of it. And You've not left us alone. But You love us, and You call us to come to You. Even when we've made a mess, You call us to come to You and to give You our lives. And we want to do that today, Father. We find safety and security there. We find Your grace flowing there. And we find rest. And Father, we don't ask that you'd take us out of this world, give us an easy life. But we ask for grace to walk with You, to find You sufficient in every need. Oh, Father, thank You for this time. We love You. We worship You. I pray You'd be with the rest of the service. Bless Brother Aiden as he comes to share. Just be here. Be glorified, Father. May You be the Lord. May You be the master of our lives. We just give ourselves to You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.